Ok. Now, in this week's Arts, Jan Wellinger takes a look at the work of Buchty a Loutky, a Prague-based avant-garde puppet theatre.
There are various marionette theaters in the Czech Republic, but few which enjoy as cutting-edge a reputation as Buchty a Loutky, Cake and Puppets, a troupe founded in Prague in the early 1990s which took Czech theater in new directions. The group's name is a take on the famous bread and puppet theater based in the U.S. since the 1960s, known for serving free bread to the audience as a means of creating community. One of the founders of Cake and Puppets, Marek Bečka, explains naming his troupe Buchty a Loutky was a bit of a joke, not without a measure of irony.
We feel them like, or we felt them like the children of the 60s. They made their own bread during the performances and they gave this bread to audience like something saint, something really something. We had fun a bit from this, not because we thought the theater was bad, sure not, but it was really 1960s for us, and the spirit of this was gone in 1980s. And we developed the theater in the beginning of 1990s. So we used this name like a joke, and we didn't make our own bread, but we bought in supermarket very cheap and not really good buns. We call it buchty, just sweet buns with something in, and some cream or something, and we gave it after performances to kids, to people, to audience, which was half funny, half serious, and they liked it so much.
Nina Malikova, the head of the bi-monthly Lotkaš, or Puppeteer Review, says from the start the Buchty were onto something new and not afraid to show it.
To byla taková vlastně jeden z těch prvních pokusů, který nakonec mohl vyjít.
They were students from the same year at school, and theirs was one of the first attempts with a chance of succeeding as an independent group, something that had not been legislatively possible earlier. In the early 1990s, they were given a chance at the Cheb Theatre, but the piece that really caught the public's attention was a production based on a story by Mark Twain. That was a real discovery at the Skupova Pilsen Festival. Compared to other puppet theatres which performed traditional productions, Cake and Puppets were accompanied by a rock band and their play had clear postmodern elements, an unusual use of marionettes and figures. Founder Marek Bečka himself was something of a frontman, and the Buchty introduced a style which later became their trademark, one of playfulness. Theirs is a grand look back at childhood.
Says Malíková, early on Buchty a Loutky were unafraid to break the rules, using all kinds of objects, from traditional marionettes to dolls to stuffed animals, as characters, within layers of black humor and irony.
Tam je to oslovení se starýma loutkama, třeba z první republiky, které měly některé.
They have incorporated historic marionettes from the First Republic, but also used everything from teddy bears to plastic figures. Figures from Ladas Kocour Mikeš in The Magnificent Seven to Donald Duck don't appear as themselves, but as different characters, forming a postmodern mishmash with deeper threads of meaning. In the Twain production, the performers walked around munching on apples, and suddenly an apple core would become one of the characters. Munching on apples, it was immediately apparent new provocateurs had arrived.
That doesn't mean that the performers don't have close ties to the objects they use, just the opposite. Asked what becomes of old puppets or marionettes after productions are shelved, Marek Bečka admits that there are some items which remain valued, characters that are not recycled or destroyed.
Especially in the performances for adults, we use old toys or old puppets from antique shops. So I've got something I never seen and I can hang it on the wall and have it forever or just forever. What does it mean? But I can't sell it. It's very similar some violin player who must have his violin.
Fellow group member Tomáš Procházka adds that any kind of material is potentially useful.
We basically combine everything, like puppets, which were specially done for the piece, and then some old puppets, what we found or what we bought in a second-hand shop or whatever, and then just object things which we found anywhere. And so it's like, in the end, it's a mixture. We can work with perspective somehow, which we do, and we don't mind the disproportion of the puppets, for instance, or the puppets and the objects, and we play with this disproportion.
Planning for productions in the group, which consists of only a handful of core members, says Bečka, is unusually democratic. Different members place different emphasis on what's important: character, mood, or overall plot.
For me, it's the most important is the story. I'm a really storyteller. Radek, colleague of mine, for example, he made Tibet story. For him, it's atmosphere and feeling is everything. So there are some differences. And for me, characters from this way are very important. And for him, it's nothing. It's just the feeling and atmosphere is, and pictures are important.
Over the years, the Bukhti have consistently produced dynamic and well-received productions full of black humor and double meanings for adults, like in Gilgamesh or Rocky IX, based on the endless Rocky Balboa saga, as well as successful productions for children, including Valentine the Frog or The Three Little Pigs. Running a professional puppet theater troupe inevitably means performing for both.
You know, we are minority of minority. I mean, only 4% of all people go to the theater, and from this 4%, only minority go to see some puppet show for adults. Very often fathers are coming to the theater and they are really unhappy. Another thing, like, you know, like the movie we've seen last week, it was really awful. I have 2 kids, I know that. A Disney production, just it's really silly story, you know, and just blah blah blah. So we try to put there something for adults. They can have fun from these jokes. And little kids, they maybe don't know anything about this. They don't feel this. They don't read it. They think it's just colors behind. But parents or older kids, they just have fun from these jokes. So that's my goal. That's my vision, or our vision, just to have this. And when it works, and for example, we go to kindergarten and teachers there are happy because of this, and they go after, like 1 week ago, they come to tell, thank you very much, we've seen something not for kids only, but we have fun from, and I'm happy because of this work.
One of their more unusual productions one can now see at Švandovo Givadlo in Prague's Smíchov district is Tibet Through the Red Box, based on a book by renowned children's author Petr Sís. While the Lotkaš Review's Nina Malíková is not enamored with the play, she agrees it is an unusual Bukhti performance, one that places greater stress on atmosphere and mood.
Rád bych vám totiž vysvětlil, co tady vlastně děláme. Naše nová dálnice, čtyřproudá, ano, povede tam z dalekého Pekinu, přesně tudy, kde stojíme, až tam někam do takzvaného dalekého Tibetu.
Using a tiny stage, performers present a space between sky and earth as a shiny mirror overlooking the characters. The mirror is at times oppressive, at others hypnotizing. Within the foreground, the piece's 3 performers shift marionettes and toys over stony gravel. Their movements doubled in the sky mirror overhead until they become almost abstract. Sisa's father, a filmmaker, documented the building of a great Chinese highway into mystical Tibet in the 1950s, and the Sisa story is based on his diary, setting the ground for the Bukhti's performance. Nina Malíková, once again.
To je velmi zvláštní, totiž představení v té šňůrce těch jejich představení.
Tibet Through the Red Box is unusual in their long string of productions. Twice they have worked with very strong artists who have added depth. One was Gilgamesh, the other is Tibet. Here I think they've moved into a different genre.
Even if Bukti Alotki are now moving in different directions 16 years after their inception, one thing, says member Tomáš Procházka, remains the same, a certain DIY sensibility which forms a cornerstone of all their acts. That is something, even as the group's core members hit their early 40s, which seems unlikely to change.
Maybe it's some special style of how we take a whole field of puppet theater. Some say it's punk puppetry. Maybe it could be also described as some kind of influence, do-it-yourself, which is, I think, very strong in the whole process of creating performances.